What did I tell you?
Oh, no. Oh, it tastes like frog skin. And rotten fish.
It's worse than that to me. It is tasting of cockroaches and slime wanglers.
Oh.
Yeah, but you have to eat it. Unless you is wanting to become so thin, you will be disappearing into a thick air.
Into thin air, I think you mean.
Oh, words. They are such a twitch-tickling problem to me all my life.
I think you speak beautifully.
You do?
Simply beautifully.
Well, that's the nicest present anybody has ever given me in my whole life.
Good.
You sure you is not twiddling my leg?
Of course not. I just love the way you talk.
Oh, how wonder-crump. How whoopsie-splunkers.
Listen, we don't have to eat snozcumbers.
Oh?
No. In the fields around our village, there are all sorts of lovely vegetables, like cauliflowers and carrots. Why don't you get some of those next time you go visiting?
I is a very honourable giant. I would rather be chewing up rocks and snozcumbers than snitching things from other people.
You stole me.
I didn't steal you very much. After all, you was only a tiny little girl. It's the blood bottler.
I is here to give Javelin. Who will give Javelin to Runt?
Oh, no. He's rolling my stone away. Quick. You must be hiding behind the snozcomer on the table. Here, come on, I'll give you a hand. Yeah.
Who was you javelin to in here just now?
I is javelin to myself.
Put off this. Bugs what? No. You is talking to a human being, and that's what I is thinking.
No.
Yes. I is guessing you was snitched away a human being and brought it back to your bungalow as a pet.
No.
So now I is winkling it out and guzzling it as extra snacks before my supper.
No one in here. Why don't you leave me alone?
Regular. Scum-scrawler, whippling little Swiss fiddler, runny little pot swizzler. I is no going to search the primroses.
Let go of my arm.
Oh, no, you squimpy little bottle wart. You is going to help me, sir.
Sophie peered around the chewed-off end of the snozcumber, watching the two giants as they moved away down the path. The blood bottler was a gruesome sight. His skin was reddish-brown. There was black hair sprouting on his chest and arms and on his stomach. His foul face was all squashy-looking, and his eyes were tiny black holes. But the mouth was huge. It spread right across the face, almost ear to ear, and it had lips that were like two gigantic purple frankfurters lying one on top of the other.
Oh, it's not at all difficult to believe that this brute eats people every night. Oh, heavens, he's making for the BFG's bottles.
So, these are your pebble and bottles. What is you putting in them?
Nothing that would interest you. You was only interested in guzzling human beings.
And you is as dirty as a dog swaggler.
You'll be back here any minute. I can't jump off this table. It's far too high. Oh, how can I hide? Oh, there's only one thing for it. I'll have to climb right inside the snozcumber. If I just scoop out these seeds... Now I can just crouch in here if I roll myself into a ball.
Now, what has we got over here?
Nothing important. Nothing you is liking.
So this is the filthsome, rotsome grubbage you is eating? You must be cockles to be guzzling such rude squat.
That is the scrumdiddlyumptious snozcumber you is holding. I is guzzling it gleefully every night and day.
Yes, you is cockles, all right.
Is you never trying a snozcumber, blood bottler?
Oh, no. Oh, please, no.
Human beans is juicier.
You is talking rummy, Tom. I is happy to lend you some.
BFG doesn't know I'm in here. He's just trying to distract the blood bottler.
But please, when you see how truly crumptious it is, do not be guzzling the whole thing. Leave me a little snippet for my supper.
Oh, no. He's going to bite into it and into me at the same time.
You's not switch-fiddling me, is you?
Never. Take a bite, and you will be shouting out, "Oh, how scrumdiddlyumptious this Wonder Verge is!"
Just this once, I is going to taste this rotten meat of yours.
Oh, I knew it!
But I is warning you that if it is filthsome, I is smashing it over your sludgy lad.
Well, go on, then. Pick it up.
Here
we go. Beat me up. Help. I can see his terrible mouth. Nearer. Take a bit.
All of the great lumps of Snozcumber that were in the blood bottler's mouth, as well as Sophie herself, went shooting out across the cave. If Sophie had struck the stony wall, she would most certainly have been killed. Instead, she hit the soft folds of the BFG's cloak hanging against the wall. She dropped to the ground and crawled under the hem of the cloak, and there she crouched.